Adieu.
Hello.
Hello. He's
How
not
are
on
you?
yet. I'm fine,
Oh,
thank you.
you're racist. Oh.
Good morning, Hannah. Bob is here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bob, do you want to call him?
I already did it, but
Oh, you
nobody
did?
answered. Did you?
How'd that happen?
Do you think he's
Okay.
late?
I don't know. The other night I did that, and he wrote me an email saying he didn't hear the phone, that he was sleeping. So
Okay,
we'll
well,
give him a few
I'll
more
give him
minutes.
a. I'll call him on the other phone and try
Okay.
to wake him.
Okay. Okay, he's showing up on my screen, so he's coming on.
Hanok will be here in a moment. This is Bob.
Right. Okay.
Good morning.
Please, apologizing for the delay. Please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach. Gula chimincha.
Be ani vav he vav
vav leman de afrish ani min hu de itmar hu astanu velo anachnu de kola ad de la peruda a Ahediti ru'u ataki ani hu ani amit te'achaya mechatzti ve'ani arfa ve'en yadi matzil ani Hashem ani hu ve'lo acher v'dani Min Adonai, Hashem Yehuda Be'emtzaita. Another interpretation of the verse, "Preserve my soul, for I am pious," is as follows. Why should he preserve my soul? So that I should behave piously with I? Namely, that I should unite with and bring the chesed from Yud-Heh-Vav, from Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is their unpin, to I, which is Malchut, for it has been said about it, I and he, where Aleph Nun Yud, the English word is I, is Malchut, and Vav-Heh-Vav, the English meaning is and he, is their unpin. Woe to anyone who separates I from he. Namely, to anyone who causes a separation between Zeran Pin and Malchut. As it is said, it is he who made us, and we belong to him. Where he stands for Zeran Pin, this is because everything is one, namely I and he are one, without division. This is what is said, see now that I, even I am he, I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. I am Hashem, I am he, and no other. And this I is derived from Adonai, namely the letters of Ani are found in Adonai. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the central column, namely Zeran-Pir. Both the names of God from the 72 names. The first name is Vav-Heh-Vav, which can be read and translated as the first Vav is and then Heh-Vav is the Hebrew word he, or who, which means he. So it can be translated as and who, as the name of God. The 37th name is Aleph Nun Yud, which is the Hebrew word for I, for the personal pronoun I. Both of these names are within the 72 names of God. Both of these names have different meaning and different understanding than this verse is explaining to us, that the first name, Vav-Heh-Vav, represents Zeran Pin, represents heaven, it represents the spiritual world. And the idea of an I, of an ego, represents the Malchut. These two names need to be unified. The 72 names coming from the same three verses represent a unification. This is all part of what this verse is saying, and there's much more to this verse. Are there any questions? Today's handout is at the Revealed Wisdom page of the Hashem website. And if you scroll down to the matrix on that page and then go to the ninth row, you'll find the Sefer Yetzirah class. when you click on that and open up that page and then scroll down to the fifth class, you have the handout for today's class. We're talking today about Mishnah number 2 of the Sefer Yetzirah of the Ramak version, which is the commentary written by Rabbi Cordovero, whose Kilulah is today, last night and today. So this is a very connected energy day for us studying his material. Mishnah number 2 in the Ramak is normally, in most versions of the Sefer Yetzirah, Mishnah number 3. And as we go through this, we will be discussing this. In most versions, it is Mishnah 3. I give you this information to help you find the Mishnah in the book that you are using. The usual Mishnah 2 is an informational Mishnah about the letters. It is duplicating information that comes later, and it confuses people about Chapter 1, which deals with the Sefirot. Chapter 1 deals with the Sefirot. We don't need to have the information about the letters per se, according to the Ramak. Other people indicate that it is important to have that information so that we can understand the relationships between the Sefirot and the letters. Mishnah number 2, Eser Sefirot Lima, Bemispar Eser Etzbaot, Chamesh Keneged Chamesh, the Brit Yehud, Mikavanot, Me'emt Sa'a, Bamilot, Lashon, Bamilot, Hameor. Here is one translation. 10 Sefirot of nothingness in the number of 10 fingers opposite 5, 5 opposite 5, with a singular covenant precisely in the middle, in the circumcision of the tongue and in the circumcision of the membrane. Here is a more literal translation. 10 Sefirot without wit, without what? With and from a story. 10 fingers, 10 toes, 5 opposite 5, and a brit to set aside with the kavanah, with the kavanot, in the middle with the circumcision of the speech, of the tongue, and with the circumcision of the skin. This Mishnah has 17 words. It has 76 letters. 17 is the gematria of Tov, which means good. 76 is Ayin Vav. In reverse order of these letters, Vav Ayin translates as Ayin, as Ayin. Kabbalistically, this relates to and vision, or and see. One of the Kabbalistic tools that we have that most people do not utilize regularly is to take any given verse in Hebrew, primarily from the Tanakh or holy word, works, and count words and count letters and see what the meaning is of these numbers in these words. Just like I did just now for this Mishnah. And it helps us to understand what is the energy of the verse. Vision represents the Sefirah of Chochmah, because in our body, the eyes, we see with our eyes.
And this is considered the level of Chochmah. The idea of the 17 words being Tov, this also is teaching us that this wisdom that we are studying is good for us. One of the homework assignments you have today is to meditate upon using the prophetic position, which we will describe later today. And this prophetic position is not an easy position to get into. But the question that we're asking above, this question in the 17 words and the 76 letters, meditating on these numbers and their meaning, gives you usually some great insights. And using the prophetic position, which is what this class is about, will help you in relating to this information. This is a homework assignment. I hope you do it. Before we delve into the Mishnah, let us discuss the body from the standpoint of Kabbalah. You will find this information difficult to absorb. It is simple, yet it is an affront to the Western mind. Where does the sexual desire derive? Why do you have 10 fingers and 10 toes? Does the tongue get circumcised? What if I am not circumcised? Or a woman who does not get circumcised? What if I'm out of shape? Or 5 or 10 pounds overweight? Or 50 or more pounds overweight? How many body parts are described in the Mishnah? Why? Is there a relationship between these body parts described in this Mishnah and the Hebrew letters? If so, which letter goes with which part? This is also a homework assignment using meditation. The last question is, how many body parts were described in the Mishnah? There were 10 toes. There were 10 fingers. There was a tongue. And there was the membrane, which is the male organ or the female sex organ. How many body parts? 22. How many letters in the Hebrew alphabet? 22. Is there a relationship? The answer is yes, there is. Text in the Sefer Yetzirah. With respect to the consciousness of mind over matter, people fall into three categories. There are people who are married, there are people who do not have partners right now, and there are people who have partners who are not married. A general discussion of sexuality in Kabbalah. Love and relationships, including marriage, is highly regarded in Kabbalah. It is highly recommended and is very important to bring children and create continuity in your life. In fact, some people have a tikkun, a correction related to the bringing of children. It is necessary to bring at least two children, one boy and one girl, in each lifetime. This is a complicated subject with respect to reincarnation, and this is not the class to go into it. We cover this subject in our advanced reincarnation classes. To bring children, it is necessary to have an orgasm from the male. It is also a strong recommendation that the male delay his orgasm until the female has reached her pleasure peak. This is extremely important, what I'm about to read and discuss with you. When doing the meditations and techniques taught in the Sefer Yetzirah, there is a strong energy flow into the source of sexual desires. This source is in the mind, not the sex organ, as many people think. The reason for this strong energy flow to the source of sexual desire is due to the utilization of the Sefirah of Yesod, which is the source of creative energy. Sexual energy is creative energy. The techniques of the Sefer Yetzirah is using creative energy. Getting closer to Hashem uses creative energy. Learning to channel this energy away from the physical orgasm is very important. These techniques are not taught in this modern world. They are best taught to the pubescent child of 12 for a girl or 13 for a boy. Since our students are older than this, the techniques will be less effective. I'm not going into these techniques in this class, except to make you aware that it is important to learn to channel the sexual energy away from the physical orgasm. This means that both sexes need to learn to transform the moment of orgasm into something else. It is wonderful and beneficial to do sexual play with partners, as long as an actual orgasm does not manifest on the person who plans to utilize the techniques of the Sefer Yetzirah within a two-month period. Please stop laughing. That's if you're awake enough. Please remember.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry?
No, you just made me laugh by saying if you were waking, if you were waking up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, it is early.
Yes, it is. For me, anyway. Please remember, male and female. I'm getting tired back, okay? I need to change the controls. If you need to ask a question from now on, you'll have to press star 6. I apologize, but this is the technology we have right now. Please remember, male and female is truly a wonderful creation of Hashem. The pleasure of an orgasm is only 1/60th of the pleasure of Olam Haba, the world that is coming. One of the purposes of the male-female split of the male-female creation is to taste the pleasures of Olam Haba. This is a warning. Using the techniques of the Sefer Yetzirah when there is no partner in your life can cause you to go out of balance. The typical method for going out of balance is sexual promiscuity, including masturbation. Please be careful and watch yourself carefully. We live in a society that solicits medical advice, which says that it is healthy to masturbate. This is not true according to Torah. Human beings are one of the few animals who do not have a cycle that allows for pregnancy to happen at set cycles of the female. Our female cycles 12 times a year, normally. Her reception capability is potentially daily. Be aware and use your free choice. There is a very important reason why the Gemara of the Talmud teaches the Talmid Chacham, the wise person, the person who is studying wisdom, is to limit this marital intimacy to twice a month. That is the two Shabbatot, the two Sabbaths, each month that the wife is not a nida, not having her period or not yet having 7 days of without her period. We will discuss this briefly below. The subject of the fingers and toes. We have 10 fingers and 10 toes normally. This is related to the 10 sephirot. There are 10 sephirot above and 10 sephirot below. This also applies to the two other body parts mentioned in this Mishnah. The two parts are the sex organs and the tongue. There is a part above and a part below. The Mishnah says that there are five opposite five. There are many writings and commentaries on this subject by the Kabbalists. Some say one thing, some say another. Below are three different writings that connect each finger to a specific sephirah. My teacher said he tried all three and found only one to be useful for him. I will identify it below. Which also implies the two different trees in the garden, or the two different systems, the holy and the negative system. Five opposite five could be considered the holy system and the other opposite system. One possible meaning of five opposite five was written by my teacher from his studies. The five are one being will, two intuition or psychic ability, three mind or intellect, four emotions or heart, five the form from which they all congeal, which is a description of our world or the world of manifestation. Five parts of theme is another metaphor in the language of the Arizal, Rabbi Isaac Luria. They are one, Arichanpin, large face, two, Abba, which means father, three, Ima, which means mother, four, Zeranpin, which means small face, or son, S-O-N. The five, Nok, which is the Malchut, which is the daughter. Letters also have five parts and could be considered five opposite five. One is the Ta'amim, the trope, which are the tastes, the marks of song, which are not written in the Torah scroll, but are used by the reader of the Torah scroll to do the chanting. These tamim also establish the emphasis on which syllable is emphasized. Two, the tagim, the crowns of the letters. Three, the nikudot, the dots or the vowels. Number four, the sounds of the letters. And number five, the form of the letters. The four phases that we have taught also has five parts, one being the fulfillment, two, phase one, three, phase two, four, phase three, and five, phase four. Without going into them in detail, please listen to the classes on the four phases if you don't remember them or do not have never heard of them. Please understand, these are all metaphors for the same thing. This thing can only be experienced and then not described in words. Perhaps a picture can be drawn in multiple dimensions. Perhaps. Let us summarize for your contemplation. Everything has a form. Everything has a heart. Everything has a mind. This mind has a conscious part. This mind also has an unconscious part. Everything starts with a source, a spark, that includes all of the other aspects. After your contemplation, apply this teaching, this understanding, this metaphors. Apply it to a tree, a bacteria, a human being, an atom, as you understand it. Until you are able to do this, you do not understand the four phases, and this will limit your spiritual growth and your study of the Kabbalah. Arya Kapila's version of the five opposite the five. Rabbi, the right thumb is the Keter. Opposite the left thumb, which is Bina. The right first finger is Chachmah, opposite the left first finger, which is Gevurah. The right middle finger, Chesed, opposite the left middle finger, Hod. The right fourth finger, Tiferet, opposite the left fourth finger, Yesod. The right little finger, Netzach, opposite the left little finger, Malchut. This is following the Arizal system, what Arya Kaplan brought down. My teacher indicates that his experience, this is not correct and does not work for him. That doesn't mean it won't work for you. Every person is different. You need to find the one that's right for yourself. The Ramach version of the five opposite the five, Rabbi Cordovero brought down the following. The right thumb is Keter, opposite the left thumb, which is Tiferet. The right first finger is Chachmah, opposite the left first finger, which is Netzach. The right middle finger is Bina, opposite the left middle finger, which is Hod. The right fourth finger is Chesed, opposite the left fourth finger, Yesod. The right little finger, Gevurah, opposite the left little finger, Malchut. This is the order that my teacher uses. Essentially, this order starts with the right thumb and then goes straight through the Sefirot on the right hand five, and then starts on the left with the sixth, which is Tiferet, and then finishes with Malchut in the little finger. It's a straightforward order of the Sefirot. Here's a third listing from one of the Kabbalists, Rabbi Yitzhak of Akko. The right thumb is Netzach, opposite the left thumb, which is Malchut. The right first finger is Yesod, opposite the left first finger, Hod. The right middle finger, Tiferet, opposite the left middle finger, Gevurah. The right fourth finger, Chesed, opposite the left fourth finger, Bina. The right little finger, Chachmah, opposite the left little finger, Keter. This order is starting from the bottom and going to the top. In essence, experiment for yourself and see what works for you. And this will be a homework assignment that I will discuss in more detail below. The words Beli Ma in the Mishnah. Beli translates as without. It has a modern Hebrew connotation of wear and tear. Please note, it can be permuted to be my heart, spelled Levi. Also note that the gematria of the word is 42. This is something that you should realize what 42 is automatically, the Anabakoa. The normative gematria, and if you don't know what the normative gematria is, I'm starting to use it, and it's something that is becoming quite meaningful. The normative gematria is the gematria of the letter based on the order that it is in the Aleph Bet. So the Aleph is 1. The last letter, the Taf, is 22. The 10th letter is Yud. So it also has a normative gematria of 10. But the Kaf, which is the 11th letter, is 11. It's not 20. The Lamed, which is 12 in order, is 12 in a normative gematria, not 30. The normative gematria is 24. Have you ever wondered why there are 24 hours in a day? The word ma, spelled mem-he, translates as what? Ma, according to the Zohar, is a level of consciousness related to malchut. It has a gematria of 45 with a normative gematria of 18. You should all know that the gematria of 45 is Adam, man. And Adam includes man and woman in unity, in zivug, sexual unity usually. But zivug is communication. Also, you should know that 18 is the Hebrew, the number of the Hebrew word for life, chai. Lima translates as without what? This is usually translated as nothingness, as you heard in the first translation. Yet that is not completely correct and leads to misunderstandings. A better, in my opinion, translation is without malchut. This hints at the idea that the Sefer Yetzirah is teaching about the spiritual world. This will become quite meaningful when we speak about creating a golem, since a golem needs a body and a soul. This is hinting that the laws of creation described in the Sefer Yetzirah does not deal with malchut, except as the spiritual is the cause of the physical. Another possible meaning of the word blima is without form or without body. This meaning is saying that the 10 sephirot are essences and not something that can normally be sensed by us. The sephirot are levels of consciousness. Whatever consciousness means, is an atom conscious? How about an electron? How about the sun or the earth, an ocean, the Suez Canal? If you are not sure, meditate and ask that thing. Talk to that thing. Find out if it is conscious. If you get an answer in your meditation, then it is conscious. It's talking to you. Please note, the Suez Canal is man-made. How does its consciousness differ from a river or a rock? The Kabbalist known as the Ramban, Nachmanides, commented on the Sefer Yetzirah. With respect to this particular phrase of Bli Ma, he said the following: realize that the letters are needed to make you aware of the Sefirot. You are obligated and required to silence your mouth from speaking and silence your heart from contemplating. The Sefirot are the inner essence of the letters. The Sefirot are not written in the Torah like the letters. There are 22 foundation. Foundation is the Hebrew word yesod, which also relates to yetzirah, formation. There are 22 foundation letters. There are 3 mothers, 7 doubles, and 12 elementals, or simples. This is the missing second Mishnah in most versions. There are 22 foundation letters. There are 3 mothers, 7 doubles, and 12 elementals. The Ramak says it is out of place, and we will deal with it later in later chapters. The Ramban says it is important to realize that without silence, can be no true contemplation, understanding, groking of the Sephirot. Remember the word groking, which is a made-up word from the novel A Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein. It's a science fiction novel. I described it earlier in our Sefer Yetzirah classes. Groking means to truly understand at the inner essence of a thing. Groking is a wonderful word when we're talking about contemplation. One aspect of what he is saying, the Ramban, is that the Sephirot must be related to on the five letters, on the five level of letters, and then unify these five letters. In the opinion of my teacher, there is no better explanation for the words lima than silence your mouth from speaking and your heart from contemplating the Sephirot. This is the path to grokking the Sephirot. Remember the lesson I always gave to my fifth grade and earlier students. If your mouth is open, your ears are closed. The meaning of this teaching is that human beings cannot do two things at once. When they try to do so, something gets lost. With the idea of experiencing the Creator, nothing can be lost, or it leads to corruption. It is important to realize the following. Whenever one does tsirufim, letter combinations and unifications, one must reach a point where we stop the sounds. The purpose of the tsirufim is to elevate our consciousness. Yet there comes a point where the elevation continues without the tsirufim on the level of sound. There comes a point where the tsirufim will continue on the level of visualization. Then there comes a point when even the tsirufim must stop. Here is a metaphor to relate the ideas of the Sephirot as taught by the non-experiential teachers. I am pointing my finger to the moon and say to you, look at the moon. I start to describe what I see of the moon. Then I notice you are looking not at the moon. You are looking at my finger pointing to the moon. No, I say, look at the moon, not my finger. You are looking at the moon by looking at my finger. You are receiving a corrupted perception of the moon. Understand this next statement well. You will never understand the Sephirot. Never understand the Sephirot. Why not? Understanding is of the realm of conscious mind. Understanding is of the realm of Binah. The Sephirot are above this realm. They are in the realm of Atzilut, in the unconscious mind. In this Mishnah, there's the term Brit Yehud. The central column of the body is from the nose through the split in the tongue through the erection of the male sex organ or the opening in the female vaginal lips. The word Yehud means unification. It means singularity or oneness, while Brit means covenant or agreement. Does the body have a covenant? Who or what does that body make an agreement with? The answer is himself. When the body agrees to limit its access to sexual orgasm and to say only a few words or even no words, especially when one is being embarrassed by his own mistakes, then the body will receive a greater amount of pleasure in the world that is coming. No orgasm and silence is golden, is the agreement. The prophetic position that I said earlier I would explain to you. One cannot orgasm while in the prophetic position. That is why it is recommended to meditate in the prophetic position. I will teach other types of meditations, including tonight or this morning. Yet please try this one, unless you are overweight and physically not able to enter the position. The prophetic position is designed to limit deep breathing. It is designed to make you almost black out if you exhale a long time and speak at this, in the prophetic position. The inhale is quite shallow, as required by the physical position. You will understand this when you enter the position. Here is a description of the actual position. Get on your hands and knees. Keep your feet together. Leave your knees slightly apart, sufficiently apart that your head can fit between them. Put your feet straight out so that the soles of your feet point upwards and your toenails are lying on the floor. Your feet and legs are together, except for your knees, which leave room for your head to fit inside your knees. Lean back so that your hips are as close to your feet as possible. Now put your forehead on the floor for a moment. Lay your forearms on the floor and have your upper arms as close to a perpendicular as possible. Now move your head downwards and tuck it into your chest while you inch your arms backwards towards your knees. Try to touch your elbows to your knees. As you round your spine and force your upper body into a ball, or as much of a ball as you can get, now elevate your hands to be by the side of your ears, such that your fingers of your hands are split into three components. The thumb is one part, the first and middle fingers are another part, and the last two fingers are the third part. Some people do have a difficulty in doing this split, and that's okay. Just do it if you can, and if you can't, do as much of it as you're able to. This is done with both hands, and the hand is parallel to the ear. If you are comfortable in this position, if you find breathing easy in this position, you are doing it wrong. Have you ever watched children play ring around the rosy? Pocket full of posies. If not, go to a playground and watch them do this. They do not go very fast. Although they do go faster and faster until they drop to the ground. This technique is done by the Sufis of the Muslim religion today, using ornate costumes and headdresses. Another name for the Sufis is the whirling dervishes. The individual circle dancing was used by the schools of the prophets to get someone prepared for the prophetic position. Make the circles while you are saying Pesukim, verses from the Torah. While you are doing Serufim, the letter combinations that I have given you in your homework, and I will be giving more of these letter combinations homeworks as the classes go on. While you are going faster and faster, and longer exhales, until you reach the point of stopping, then fall to the ground and enter the prophetic position. where you will continue the mental pictures of the Pesukim or the Tsurufim. This is the meditation of a prophet. The prophets would then start to speak in an otherworldly voice, while their students recorded what they said. I suggest you record yourself while you do this. You may not remember what you say. By the way, the Sufis learned their techniques by watching the Mukubalim of the early Muslim generations. Muhammad brought the Muslim religion to the world in the year around 600 of the Common Era. The Kabbalists of that period taught the Muslims, they taught the Sufis their techniques. Now, American and Israeli Jews go to Turkey to learn the Sufi techniques. Unfortunately, the techniques of the Sufis have become corrupted and will need to be modified and reintegrated into the Kabbalah. This will happen soon. It's happening now. Use the homework exercise to prepare for the position. Practice this frequently. This is the best method of meditation that is taught by the Mukubalim. It's not an easy meditation. It's not an easy position. The body has the form of the 22 letters, which includes all the energy of the universe. All of the energy of the universe is included in the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Your body has all the energy of the universe within it because you have the 22 letters within your body. We have never been taught that in the Western world. Here is a Sephirotic meditation that I'm giving you as homework, in addition to all of the other homework I've given you. And as I've said to you earlier in the classes, every week I'm giving you a different meditation, an enhanced meditation, something different. I don't expect you to do it all in one week. This is a lifetime study. This is a lifetime learning of how to do this. But please start. Do not do this in the prophetic position, the Sephirotic meditation I'm about to give you. Do it sitting comfortably at your desk or somewhere else. Turn out all the lights so that the room is completely dark. Make sure you can't see a thing. Light a candle or a flashlight and put this light behind your hands. Observe your hands, not the lines. That's another matter. Observe the sephirot in your hands. Move your fingers. Which finger is which sephirot? Try to feel the flow of the sephirot through your body and out of your fingers. Bend your fingers, bend your palms. How does this change your sephirot? How does it change the energy flow of your sephirot? How does this change the energy flow at all? Meditate and talk to your fingers, the sephirot. Do this with your toes as well. Experience the power of the universe in your body. Find out which letter goes with which hand, which finger, which toe. Do this until you are satisfied that you can use the sephirot in your fingers. Do this until you are satisfied you can use the letters in your fingers or toes. As I've said to you, I will teach an astrological connection in every class. We're about 3 minutes after 6 o'clock for those of you who need to go, but what I'm about to read to you will only take 2 or 3 minutes. Do the Sephirotic meditation for the following astrological influences. Use the Hebrew names. Pluto, in Hebrew, is also Pluto. Uranus, also Uranus. Neptune, also is Neptune. Remember, I'm giving you the names of the planets, but these are also 22 aspects of astrological information. Those 22 aspects are within your body, the same as the letters are. This meditation is enhancing your connection to the Hebrew astrological influences and to learning Hebrew astrology. Saturn, which is Shabtai in Hebrew, Jupiter, which is Tzedek in Hebrew, the asteroid belt, which is Hagarot Asteroidim in Hebrew, Mars, Ma'adim, Venus, Noga, Mercury, Kochav, the Moon, Yarach, the Sun, Shemesh, Aries, Talei, Taurus, Shor, Gemini, Teumim, Cancer, Sartan, Leo, Av, Virgo, Betulah, Libra, Moznaim, Scorpio, Akrav, Sagittarius, Keshet, Capricorn, Gedi, Aquarius, Deli, Pisces, Dagim. There are 23 astrological items mentioned, not 22. Do you have 23 areas of your body? The answer is yes, but I'm not teaching you what the 23rd is. It's something for you to contemplate. It's something for you to learn about your body. We do not really know our bodies, and especially someone like myself who is so exorbitantly overweight. For me, getting into the prophetic position is extremely difficult. And to try and roll into a ball, my belly gets in the way. But I have tried it. I have done it. It doesn't work as well for me as someone who is thin. Does anybody have any questions? I'm changing the controls back so you can. Does anybody have any questions? You don't have to press star 6. If you have done so already, you'll need to do it again. But 7 minutes after 6 for those of you who need to go to work. No questions. I wish you all a beautiful week. Remind you to do the meditation for the negative 3-week period to keep balance in this period. It's very important that you do so. Classes tonight, there'll be a class at 5:30, which is a basic class, talking about the 72 names of God, and a class at 8:30, which is the fifth class in the Four Phases series. Tomorrow, Tuesday, at 8:30 p.m., will be a class in the Advanced Reincarnation series. We're up to our 16th class in that series. Or maybe the 17th. I always lose count. Thursday night is an all-night study session connecting to the Hilula of Joseph HaTzadik, who chose to leave during this period of negativity so that he could help us channel and be connected to a period, to a person of positivity. This helps us keep balance during this negative three-week period. And for those of you who, or people that you may know, you're keeping the meditations, you're keeping in balance, but the world around you is quite chaotic, and I'm sure you've noticed that. Saturday night is also a Hilulah from Rashi, the foremost commentator on the Bible, who nominally is not a Kabbalist, but we will discuss that on Friday. Sunday morning will be a class preparing for the holiday of Tisha B'Av, a holiday that's quite meaningful. And then next week there is a Rosh Chodesh for the month of Av. Highly recommended to connect to the positivity of Av on Rosh Chodesh instead of letting this three-week period, which is mourning for the destruction of the temple, but needing to be transformed into the joy and happiness of the birth of Mashiach. Lots to do. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.